is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Nat's Landing. And now here is your host. Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the state-bound championship game, Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick.
It's good to be here. That's a good night.
I would agree with you. So I'm going to start this show out a little differently than what I normally start shows out with. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to issue out facts. Fact number one, Frederica is going to play for a state championship despite the fact they were a 6 seed.
Lucky number 6.
Fact number two, Frederica is the only team playing Friday night in Glenn County. Fact number three, this game has been dubbed David versus Goliath. And while that metaphor may be true, one thing that I feel like that gets left out of that is sure, maybe it's David Goliath, but full-grown man David is going.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Coach, a 14-7 nail-biter against Tift Area to advance at home to Macon to have the opportunity to knock off the unbeatable John Millage. And so let's talk about that football game. Tift Area jumps out on top, 7-0. Talk a little bit about them getting on the board and their drive to get in.
Well, you know, Coach Soliday does a really good job over at Tift Area. And I knew going into it, it was going to be tough to scheme him on defense. But I thought our kids did a good job. We just had to settle down. He had a few wrinkles. He likes to run rub routes when you're playing man-to-man. We started getting rubbed, so we had to change some coverages a little bit as the game was going. But I thought overall, you know, once we settled down and started playing, you know, the kids did a really good job. We made a few adjustments in-game. I'd love to say that we made a ton of changes, but we didn't. We did as much as we could do that the kids could understand and get it done. And so that was what we did in the secondary on the back end. But, you know, the rest of it was just run the ball and, you know, try to throw it when we could and hit them on a few surprise plays and make some things happen. And I thought the kids executed the game plan really well, you know, in the back end of it.
My memory is not as good as it once was, but I believe this play happened in the first half and not the second half. But there was a pass route to the back pylon of the end zone where, you know, the throw isn't sure, it was a little high. And to be honest with you, I'm just going to tell you the truth. I was standing in the end zone when this occurred. And so the pass is there, the ball was catchable, and our receiver just literally gets tackled to the ground while the ball is still in the air, and he's given no chance to catch the football whatsoever, and no flag comes out. Now, I've been doing high school football a long time, and I've seen some really bad calls. It's in my top five. So, talk a little bit about what you saw on that play.
Well, we knew that their corners would like to jump route, so we ran an out and up, and Mason did a really good job on the out and up, and he beat the guy down the sideline. And Thomas, I thought, threw a pretty good ball right to the back part of the end zone right there, and then their corner just literally tackled Mason. As Mason was making an adjustment on the ball, but then he got tackled. And again, I got no explanation why there was no pass interference. I asked, and they looked at me like they usually do, like he's dumb. He don't know what he's talking about. So that was pretty much what happened. They didn't say a word. But I mean, the guy that was the referee over there in the far corner, he looked like he was about 16. So I didn't want to yell at him too much. I didn't want to get too uptight. But yeah, and so. It was just a good play. I thought the kids did a good job overcoming it because we could have really drug it out, but you just have to get ready to go play the next play, and then that's what we did. The kids just went and played the next play, and we made some plays. Like I said, we made more plays than they did on Friday night, and that's why we're going to the state championship.
This is the This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And at the critical point of that play, Tift Area is up 7-0. And, you know, hats off to their defense, Tift Area's defense. They played well throughout the football game, especially in the first half. And that happens when we're down 7-0.
Yeah. You know, we made a few mistakes early in the first half that kind of caused us. We had a couple of penalties here and there, and then we missed the field goal on one right at the end of the half, and we dropped the ball down the middle of the field, too, where we had a shot. But, you know, hey, again, if it wasn't eventful, it wouldn't be my kids. So, you know, that's the biggest thing about it. They just rolled it in the back of their mind and kept playing, and that's what you got to do. You could sit around and be down in the dumps about it, or you can just go play the next play, and the kids just went and played the next play, and that's all we kept doing was play the next play and play the next play and play the next play. And I thought they did a good job of persevering. I think I aged about 10 years in that game, but they did a good job of just battling and finishing the game.
There was I mentioned about how well Tift Area's defense played. Well, not to be outdone, the Frederica Knights defense played their tails off Friday night.
Yeah, that's one thing that I said probably, 4 weeks ago, even when we did our little inter-squad scrimmage 4 or 5 weeks ago, we can't score on offense in our scrimmage against each other. We dang sure play some defense. Every kid there can play defense, it's one of those things that they work at it every day, and we understand it. We're comfortable playing defense. And oddly enough, in that game, you know, when we fumbled that ball with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and my heart went somewhere. I don't know. I was like, well, I'm dead standing here. It was nice knowing everybody. And then Will Counts just leaned down and said, "We got this, coach. Don't worry." And sure enough, four plays later.
And I want to compound upon that. We'll get into that series a little later in the show with the defense and with the game on the line there. But I was standing on the sideline when that happened, when we fumbled the ball away and then Tift Area gets it. Like I said, not much time on the clock, very slim lead. You know, looks like we gave them a miracle.
Yeah.
And I don't know who it was because I didn't catch, you know, which kid said it. I just kind of heard it in the distance. But I heard one of the kids say, as they were heading back on the sideline, said, "Let's go win ourselves a trip to the state title game. Let's go, guys."
Yeah. That was a mentality. You know, they go out there and they play. Sometimes we create adversity, like I've said, but we go out there and we answer the bell, and they always do. I'd love to say it's great coaching, but I think sometimes it's just it's that mentality that we're not going to get beat, and they go play hard, and they put it all on the line, and they never waver, you know. And that's the one thing I've said about these kids all year long. Even when we've been outmatched and outmanned, we go in and we play hard, and we're going to give everything we got. And, you know, at the end of the night when we've all got the field, win or lose, that other team's known we've been there.
Before we head to break, the thing that struck me about what I said leading into that about, you know, whichever kid it was said, you know, "Hey, let's go win ourselves a trip to the state championship game." The thing that struck me is you're talking about, you know, a bunch of 17, 18-year-olds. And you know, I think in most circumstances, the mindset would have been, uh-oh, we're in a bad spot. And they've got the ball in good field position with a little bit of time, and we're about to choke this thing away, and I don't know that we can keep them out of the end zone 30 yards away. And that wasn't the mentality of your kids that took the field, and that to me was super impressive that they have that mentality at such a young age. Doesn't matter what the odds are, we're gonna go do what we need to do, and that's the end of the story.
Yeah, I mean, that's been their MO all year. We're gonna go play, and they're just a good group of kids. They're tight-knit. They give each other a hard time. They give me a hard time. They drive me crazy. They drive their parents crazy, I'm sure, at times. You can see all the parents shaking their head. And then, you know, they keep it together, but they understand the dynamic of what's going on out there. They knew that it was a pressure-packed moment, but they're so mentally tough. I think a lot of that's got to do with what we've been through. I talked about it earlier in the year. You know, I felt like this senior group had come together in January and said, everybody's going to be in the weight room. I gave them all a leadership role, and they were holding everybody accountable being in the weight room. And then you have this crazy pandemic that hits in March, and everybody has to go home. But we had meetings, and we got together and talked a couple times via the internet, and you can't do a whole lot. But they did the best they could to get ready. But when we came back to work on June the 1st, they just came back and worked, and they worked really hard. Now, don't get me wrong. There's been a lot of wounds, and there's been a lot of sweat and blood and tears and a little vomit, too, on the way all through June and July and August to get everybody ready. But they never – and I think that is what you get, is they pushed each other the whole time. When somebody wasn't getting something done, they held each other accountable. And that's what you get on Friday night when you get a situation like that. And that's the way life's going to be. You know, you're going to get a setback. But how you go about it and handle it and react to it is what defines you. And this group has been defined by overcoming setbacks and getting the best out of it every single time. And that's the way, you know, if they can continue, if they do that in life, they're going to be a lot of successful people out of this group of kids, and they will be successful. They've overcome a lot of things even this year, and these younger guys that's played under them, you know, they'll continue to carry that. They know what it's like to be picked on, I'm sure, in the locker room and given a hard time, but also being held accountable, and that's a big thing for our kids right now is they never batted an eye. They just go play, and they trust in one another, and that's a big thing on the practice field.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, a word from our sponsors.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Knights!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show. With head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location from Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. All right, Coach, so we talked a little bit about the first half of the Tift area game, and we get into the second half. What you mentioned it earlier in the show that you didn't make a lot of adjustments at halftime, but what did you say to your kids? Because I have to admit, when the kids came out in the second half, there seemed to be a little bit of extra energy with the team.
It's that... You get those great rah-rah speeches in there at halftime. Actually, we spent about 14 minutes looking around for a dry erase board marker. And then we spent about 6 minutes trying to figure out what they were doing. And then in the last 10 seconds of walking out, we're like, hey, we'll run St. Louis. What do you think? And I was like, okay, sounds good. We're going to go out here and beat them up or anything type thing. It was, guys, we just got to focus and go play. And we just talked about making a few tweaks and a few adjustments here and there. And we felt like we could get them on a few little things and get a positive drive going to get down there. And lo and behold, we look like we're a bunch of geniuses right when you come out. We run the screen, the wide receiver screen, and it hits, and Bryce takes it down the field for 62 yards.
It was pretty.
And we're tied up. You know, we have some great blocking there, and, you know, Josh Meadows had a great block out there on the edge, and James and them had some blocks, and then we're off and running, and it's a touchdown. So, you know, we got right back with it at 7-7, and then we get the ball back and go down and score again real quick, and I look up, and it's 14-7, and then we get the ball again, and I throw a pass out there when we should have ran it down inside the 10. So that's my fault. But should have probably been up 21-7 at the end of the third.
And I said, I don't remember who I was talking to, but when we went up 14-7 and we got the ball back and then we're driving down the field, whoever it was, I said, this thing's about to be over.
Yeah.
Frederick's about to blow this thing wide open. And then we throw the pick, which keeps Tip Deary in it, and you got to give them their credit. You know, they had the guy in the right position at the right time to make the play.
Yeah, we had the one guy is what it was. We had one guy out there, and he made the right play on the break. We put a little too much air on the ball, but on that one, but it was a running back type wildcat play. And can't, you know, say anything bad about that. It was just a bad call by me. We should have ran the ball and at least kicked the field goal and been up 17-7. But how about the kids? You know, again, I put us in a bad situation, and they overcome it, and they continue to do that all night long. And, you know, we back and forth, you know, and give them some opportunities. I thought we pinned them back there, you know, at the 20, and then they drove the ball all the way down to flip the field position, and they had us, you know, backed up, and then we moved the ball a little bit to get us back out, and then we turned the ball over. So it was a very tough game, but you know, you got to give Tip Deary credit. They played their guts out, but our kids made a few more plays than they did, and that's football.
You're listening to the Brandon Deary Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, you talked about putting the team in bad situations. So let's – I kind of – and I've been curious about this, and you know, I haven't had a chance to talk, so this will be the first time that we've talked about this. 3 minutes to go in the football game. You have the football. You're up 14-7. And there's that sequence where you throw three straight passes. Were you just trying to go ahead and break their backs?
Well, we were trying to get a first down, actually. you know, we was trying to throw some quick stuff, and then we saw them playing up, and I thought, well, we can hit them on a roll route right here. And sure enough, we took the thing, and then the guy batted the ball out and got it right there. But, you know, after that sequence, when we stopped them on defense, I think we called a timeout. I was real cordial in the huddle. Let's just, you know, let's coax them into letting us get a first down somehow. But I told our guys in the huddle is we're going to run the football, and I don't care what we do. If we have to carry everybody, get 10 yards and get the first down so we can get out of here. And, you know, kids, we got, I think, a motion penalty and got first and 15. You know, we like to move or something there. And I think it was the referee called a penalty on one of our guards for pointing out the blitz, which is not a penalty, by the way. You can point as long as you just don't pick your hand up off the ground. And so he called a motion penalty, and we were on first and 15, but the kids took over the game right there, and we got first down on third down and 6. We ran the ball, and we got 9, and then we come back and got 14 on the next play and like 11 on the next play. So we kind of took over the game right there at the end.
Throughout the years, there have been big moments and big plays and big sequences that have stood out throughout the program. The Eli Yarborough pick 6, Max Bourne bowling into the end zone in the state championship game, taking two linebackers with him. The punt return by Jayshon in one of those football games. And then, of course, the touchdown pass here at home in the semifinal game with Jalen, where he comes over and says, "Mama, they can't stop me."
Yeah.
The sequence of the defense coming onto the field after the fumble, the game on the line is going to go down in Frederica lore along with those memorable moments in Frederica football history. I want you to run me through the sequence from your point of view.
Check green. Just check green. Don't let them catch the ball. That was all we were yelling the whole time. I think that was it. And Hoff's yelling it from the rooftops, literally, of the art building out there. Don't break on it. Don't let them rub route us. Because what they were trying to do is we've been playing man-to-man, so they were trying to rub route us and get the inside slant guy. And I think we actually had one of them, their quarterback, hit our guy dead in the chest on one of those passes, and we decided to drop it on third down and so that we would make it interesting on fourth down. So that was the sequence that I remember, because I about thought, oh, we won it. Oh, no. Oh, God, we dropped the ball. And so I was like, how do we get this next down? Because I was thinking, dear Lord, how do we do this every single time? And then they turn over incompletion. The guys do a really good job in coverage. I thought that was probably the biggest thing right there, is the defense went out, and we knocked them backwards on the first play to make it second and 11 on the run play. It's the front seven. You would think they're going to come out and throw the ball in the front. Our front five, front seven there, knocking backwards in the backfield for a yard loss. And then, so it's second down and 11, and it's third and 11, and then it was fourth and 11, and then it was first and 10 nights because the defense shut the door. And that's one of the things that we've come accustomed to.
Another moment in this football game that stood out to me, and I didn't get the kids' numbers, and even if I did, I wouldn't broadcast this, but the leadership from the team is the point I'm making here. We stop them on that series you just talked about. We get the ball back. We're trying to run the clock out. And there's a little bit of a scrum that happens between one of our guys and one of their guys, where we're a little bit downfield with them. And one of our guys and their guys kind of lock up there on the ground. And what super impressed me is one of the seniors came over and they grabbed the kid. They spun him around. They got in his face, and they pointed the scoreboard and said, "Now is not the time for this junk."
Yeah.
And I was just super impressed with the leadership that it took to go do that, knowing what's at stake.
Yeah, and I don't remember who was grabbing who. I see them back there pointing at one another. Somebody's trying to take credit for grabbing the other one right now. I'm not sure who it was, but, again, they rely on each other, and they know we're going to be in the moment of battle. Things are going to happen, but you always got one or two of them that are going to be like, "Yo, stop right here. Let's go get refocused." And that's been the thing about these guys all year, is they've been able to refocus and get themselves ready, and they hold each other accountable and they go play hard. And again, I can't say it enough. They've done a lot of really amazing things this year as a football team.
We will be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461, and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederica County Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Before we jump into John Millage, I want to say one thing to the Frederica fan base. The support that you guys showed Friday night out there in mass, in the cold, the rain, the mist, out there supporting these kids, I was super, super, super impressed. So all of you guys that went out there, thank you.
It was raining.
They've been there all year. We've had a really good support base even during this pandemic. We get as many people as we can in the stadium, and again, Friday night was a huge crowd, and I figure we'll have just as big a crowd this Friday going in, and it'll be emotional. It's going to be one of them. It's the last 48 minutes. We've earned the last 48.
All right, so I'm going to tell you why you should win this game, because I have to do that. John Millage, undefeated at 10-0. They have shut out 7 of their 10 opponents, have not scored. Coach, they've outscored everybody 428-27 on the season. And the closest margin of victory that they have is by 31 points. Nobody has played with them, Coach, but they haven't seen the Frederick Academy Knights not once this season.
Am I supposed to be scared? Not really worried about all those stats and all those numbers.
That's my job.
No, you've done a great job too. But we're going to go play, and I feel good about it. I mean, we're just going to go beat David. We've heard all about Big Bad Goliath. You know, we're just going to go beat David and go out there and take it to him. You know, that he was the guy that wasn't supposed to win. If they had Vegas odds back then, he was nowhere near even going to be close to the top. So, but we're going to go out there and we're going to give everything we got. And I know these kids are going to continue to play and they're going to do everything that they can. And they're going to represent this community. They're going to represent this school. And we're going to go out there and put a product on the field that's going to compete with these guys. And we're going to make them nervous. Somehow, we're going to make them nervous. If I have to do a belly flop before the game and do some break dancing, we're gonna make them nervous, get it going. So whatever we gotta do, but we're gonna have a good game.
One thing is for sure, no matter the victor, whichever team wins, 2 of the last 3 championships won in GISA have either been won by the Frederick Academy Knights or by John Millage. Is that kind of where, I know that's where we are, but is that the right, do you see that rivalry happening here between us and them?
Well, it used to be us and Valwood and battling for supremacy, and now it's kind of the player's been us and John Millage now, you know, and Valwood was there last year, played John Millage, and then we were there the year before. So we're an upper echelon football program right now that these kids go out, and they've continued to create an excellent program. They come to work every day, and I see us battling John Millage. They've got a lot of good players even in the pipeline coming up, so you know, we got our work cut out for us even this Friday and then down the road.
Coach, in my 22 years of existence, one thing that I have always been able to learn, and it seems to always prove true, is things move in circles. And the last time that John Millage lost a football game was a state championship game to these very Frederick Academy Knights. And they have not lost since. It's been almost 2 years. And now that same Frederica team will step in front of them one more time in a state championship game. Full circle.
Yeah, it's full circle. I told the kids that. I bet they've got their posters up this week, 48-0 in their locker room, where we went over there and beat them. So they're going to come out fired up and ready to go because they're playing us. And we're going to come out fired up and ready to go because we're there and we're ready to go play for a state championship. It doesn't matter who we play, we're going to be excited to play. You know, they're going to talk about revenge and doing all this. we're going to go play and play hard because we want to win this thing. We want it, it's not a revenge factor for us. It's all about going and winning the state championship, coming home a champion, you know, because these kids, and I told them, we haven't cruised into this one. We've earned the right to go play for this.
That's a fact.
You know, we've been battle-tested. We took three straight road games and went to Bowwood, then Calvary, and then Tipped Area, and put ourselves in a bad situation. We played some really good teams, you know, and then we've had to go on the road to Pinewood and Bullock. We probably played one of the toughest schedules of anybody in our league, and it's been beneficial for us in these last few games in these playoffs, going down the stretch and understanding where we were at. And when you go into Pinewood and win, and then you go back to Bullock and beat them, and you beat Tipped Area at home in the Final Four, then you've done a lot of good things. And so these kids have a lot to be proud of, but we still got one more thing to go get. And if we got to go take it from them, then we'll go take it from them. If they want to give it to us, we'll take it. But we're going to go out there and punch them in the mouth. We're going to play some football on Friday night.
You led into what I was going to say perfectly. My favorite saying in life is everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. John Millage has not played a close game yet this season, and I am very curious to see how their kids would react if they get to the half and it's a 14-7 game. Are they going to be as mentally tough as the kids that are sitting in this room and that get on that field every Friday night? Because I'm a betting man, and I would be willing to bet you that if they get in a close game and now it comes down to mental fortitude, they lose.
Yeah, I'll take my kids.
Oh, yeah.
We've been through it all. And we've been through a lot together, you know, and they make fun of me with this bunch. And I'm not going to lie. It's the best team I've ever coached. Mentally tough. They play as hard as I've ever seen play. And we're not the most talented, but God almighty, we play hard. And they work every day. They come to practice. You know, that 2018 team, they worked hard, and they were extremely talented. And they could go out and turn it on and turn it off. And they were so good. These guys, they come out with it on, and they don't ever turn it off. And they've made me old. From the sixth grade all the way to this, it's been we've been through a lot. And if somebody would have told me we'd have been at this point, I'd probably said no. But we're here. And it's because they're tough, and they mentally prepare themselves to go out for battle every week. And to me, this team will hold a special place in my heart for a long time.
Amen.
Because of what they've had to deal with to get to this point, the pandemic and the craziness. You know, when you're expected to win, the pressure's all on you. And then the only one that ever puts pressure on himself is me, because I just want to win every time I go out to do anything. So, you know, these guys come out and they've made us champions. You know, that they've made this place champions, and I'm just excited to be a part of it. I'm glad they let me coach them and be there with them. So I expect them to go out, and as you said, you've got a plan until you punch somebody in the mouth. I expect them to go out and punch somebody in the mouth and play as hard as they've always played. We'll go out and execute, and we're going to let the chips fall where they're at, and they'll still be one of my favorite football teams ever, regardless of what happens on Friday night. You know, every one of these guys holds a special place in my heart. And the biggest thing is, when you look back on it, I look on that sideline and I got former players everywhere. We're a tight knit group, and I've got former players in the back corner back there right now. They want us to go win. They're going to be, and some of them got a ring back there, you know. And they all hold a special place, you know. And I can tell a story just about every single one of them, because we've been through a lot together. And at Frederica, you get to know every one of your kids. It's not one of those things where I'm the head football coach and you can't talk to me. I'm the head football coach, but I'm also teaching 7th grade world history too. So, and I'm out in the hallway running, chasing sixth graders down too to get them back in class, quit being silly. So, it's just a dynamic when you look at it that it's special. And yeah, at the end of the night, when it's all said and done, regardless of how it shakes out, these guys are going to be champions in my heart because of everything they've overcome.
Friday night, Frederica heads up to Macon to take on the unbeatable John Millage Academy. We'll see how unbeatable they are Friday night. We'll see how unbeatable they are Friday night. So before we wrap up, I just want to say, let's go get them, Knights.
Go Knights.
There, I thought you guys were going to egg my car.
Thank you for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nat's Landing on St. Simon's and join us every Wednesday night, which means next Wednesday night we'll do this one more time when we talk about us winning the state title. We've got the trophy sitting right here. For Coach Brandon Derrick, Becky Derrick, I'm Jason Bishop, signing off.